Sisters.
我们感谢主，我们都知道今天有洗礼。
Praise God, we know that this morning we have a baptism service.
这个对这受洗的这个人是他一生中的很大的事情。
This event is the most important event in a person's life.
因为他成为神的儿女，成为基督徒。
Because this person has now become a child of God, a Christian.
他加入教会，成为神家里的人。
He's joined the church and has become a family with Christ.
很重要的是，他有永远的生命啊，他是得救了。
More importantly, this person has eternal life. He's been saved.
所以，一个有永生的人，他是对死亡是他没有恐惧，没有害怕的。
A person who has eternal life has no fear regarding death.
很多没有信耶稣的人，他不知道一件事。
A lot of people who do not know Christ, they don't know this.
其实在他没有遇到耶稣以前，
before they met Christ,
他很多的捆绑，
they are under a lot of bondages.
撒旦的捆绑，
under the bondage of Satan.
我们老我罪恶的捆绑，
the bondage of our old self.
还有这个世界种种的诱惑，种种的罪恶的捆绑，
and all of the sins of this world and all the attractions of this world.
当你受洗归入基督的时候，
but once you have been baptized into Christ,
你从这个捆绑里面得到释放，得到自由。
You are free from this bondage, from this slavery.
所以约翰福音八章三十六节说，神的儿子叫你们自由，你们就自由了。
In John 8:36, it said, "The Son sets you free, and you shall be free indeed."
你看，人生有什么比一个人重生得救更重要？
What is more important than for a person to be reborn?
今天的受洗对他们两位是很重要。
This morning's baptism is way too important for these two sisters.
一个人他生两次。
A person is born twice.
第一次是父母生我们。
The first time we were born by our parents.
可那是属血气、属情义的。
But that belongs to flesh.
那是一个罪人。
That is a we're born into a sin.
但第二次是耶稣，神借着耶稣来生我们。
The second birth is through Christ. God gave us second birth through Christ.
我们有神的灵住在我们里面。
Now we have God's spirit that lives in us.
所以这里讲到说受洗归入基督的死。
And here we're talking we're baptized into Christ's death.
等一等，我们受洗会浸在水里。
Later when you will see that this person, they are being baptized into water.
你知道教会只有两个礼仪。
You know, church only has two sacraments.
一个是洗礼。
One is baptism.
另外一个呢，你们知道是什么？
What is the other one?
另外一个。
What is the other one?
圣餐嘛。
The Lord's Supper.
对，哈。所以这个受洗就是这个浸到水里到底是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to be baptized into water?
就原来那个老我，那个罪人。
It represents your old self, the old you.
当我进到水里的时候，
When you're old, you enter into water,
我跟耶稣同死同埋葬。
You are buried together with Christ. You die with Christ.
所以我原来的一些思想、一些观念、一些脾气、一些个性、一些行为，那些神所不喜悦的，通通死掉。
All of your previous thoughts, your behavior, your speech, your temperament, your personality, all of those, you die together with Christ.
所以我碰到很多人，他的人际关系非常不好。
I've met a lot of people. They have social issues.
虽然他读到博士。
They have personality issues. They may have studied a lot. They may be a professor or something.
他有一份很好的工作。
He may have a good job.
就他在工作的地方。
But where he worked at,
他的人际关系不好。
He had very bad personal issues.
夫妻的关系也不好。
He had bad relationship with his spouse.
那有人问我怎么办？
People ask me, what do I do?
只有一个办法。
There's only one solution.
就信靠主耶稣基督。
That is to believe and depend on Christ.
让你原来的那个老我。
So that your old self.
那个叫人很伤脑筋的那个人。
The old self that creates all these social issues for you.
他跟耶稣一起埋葬了。
These issues will be buried with Christ.
当这些没有的时候。
When all these are gone,
那么你的人际关系就会改善。
Then you will have your relationship, your personal relationship will be changed.
我们知道很多人，上帝造人的时候，他把一个良心放在人的里面。
We know that when God created man, he put conscience into man.
其实很多人都知道什么是对，什么是不对的。
Many of us truly know what is right and wrong.
但是保罗告诉我们他的经验。
But Paul told us his experience.
他说：“立志为善，由得我。”
He said that I'm determined to do good.
行出来由不得我。
But I can't do it.
你知道我个性很急。
You know I am quick-tempered.
个性急的人脾气会不会很温柔？
A quick-tempered person.Probably don't have a very gentle spirit.
That's impossible.
It's quite impossible.
你问师母就知道。
You ask my wife, she knows.
每次我要发脾气的时候。
Whenever my temper comes.
你是牧师呢。
And she'll remind me, you are a pastor.
所以你真的是立志为善，由得我行出来也不。
So even though when I was determined to do good, but I couldn't.
但是保罗也给我们做见证。
But Paul gave us a good testimony.
靠着耶稣。我就已经得胜。
In Christ, I have overcome.
因为当一个人他受洗的时候
，When a person is baptized,
那么神借着圣灵住在他里面。
God through the Holy Spirit lives in this person.
那圣灵就致死的人的恶行。
The Holy Spirit will put to death this old self.
所以罗马书八章十三节这样子讲。
And so Romans 8:13 says.
他说：“你们顺着肉体行恶。
”For if you live according to the flesh,
你们不要死。
You will die.
顺着圣灵呢，致死肉体的恶行。
But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of your body,
那你就会活。
You will live.
所以我们感谢主。
We praise God for that.
所以自然我们人际关系会很好。
And so even if we have good personal relationships,
最重要的夫妻关系。
The most important relationship is between husband and wife.
因为爸爸妈妈关系的改善。
Because parental relationship changes.
得到最大帮助的是孩子。
Parental relationship will change, and those who benefit the most are the children.
所以为什么我去探望去传福音的时候，我不像一个人传。
And so when I go visit, when I do a visitation, I don't only spread the gospel to one person.
我要向夫妻传福音。
I spread the gospel to the couple.
他们一起信耶稣。
So that the couple will believe in Christ together.
他们一起来到教会。
And the couple will come to church together.
过教会的生活。
And will live a church life.
得到益处的是他们的孩子。
The ones who benefit will be the children.
再一个，父母彼此相爱。
In an environment where both parents love each other.
有基督爱的一个家庭长大。
In a family with the love of Christ in it.
他是说你一举一动有新生的样式。
Then we live a new life.
这个意思就是说过去的那个我他已经不存在。
What this means is the old self is gone.
就像那个有的人有癌症。
For example, a person has cancer.
不管他是吃药或是化疗。
It doesn't matter whether this person is on medication or treatment.
当医生告诉这个病人说
When the doctor tells his patient,
你的癌细胞不见了。
Tells this patient that your cancer cells are gone.
你说这个病人他都欢喜。
What do you think this patient would feel? He's extremely joyful.
我终于可以活下来。
This person would think that, oh, I can finally live.
所以一举一动有新生的样式，也是这个意思。
What it means by having living a new life is exactly what it means.
过去的那个人他已经不存在。
The old self is gone.
你去读马可福音的时候，约翰跟他的弟弟雅各，他们的脾气是像打雷一样。
If you read in the Gospel of Mark, John and James, these two brothers, their temperament are like the thunders.
但是你看约翰，他写约翰福音，约翰一二三书都是在讲爱。
But if you look at John, when he wrote the epistles of 1st and 2nd, 3rd and John, he talks all about love.
我一直相信一件事情。
I truly believe this.
任何一个人，耶稣都可以有能力改变他。
Jesus has the power to change anyone.
很多人告诉我。
Many people said this to me.
江山易改，本性难移，对不对？这是中国话，这个英文怎么翻译？
Yeah.
随便你了。
It's a Chinese saying, you can change them, you can move the mountain, but you can't change your personality.
但如果说那个是错误的。
But I said that's wrong.
那是你是人，当然是这样子，没错。
I would say, well, if you are a man, sure, this is what you can think.
但请不要忘记。
But don't forget this.
耶稣讲过什么？
Jesus said this.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
Jesus said, "For with God, nothing is impossible."
所以我们是在基督里面活着。
That's why we live in Christ.
因为我们与耶稣同死。
Because we died with Christ.
所以过去的那些不好的
All of our old self and all of your old self are gone.
我就讲了有在1998年
in the year 1998,
我的一个很好的朋友
a very good friend of mine,
后来他去读神学也当了牧师
he went on to seminary school and became a pastor.
然后我们两个人没有进神学院两个人是很好的一个弟兄
Before we went into seminary school, we were both very good brothers in Christ.
那他要去考华神的时候我还去为他祷告
While he was going to the school, I prayed for him.
那时候我不知道我要去读神学院。
At that moment, I still did not know that I was going to the seminary school.
那有个神先生说：“林牧师，你去考，你去考。”
But another school has said, invited me to go.
后来我去考试的时候，他看到我了。
So I went to take the entrance exam, I guess. Then my friend saw me.
他就问说你来干什么
He said, what are you doing here?
我来考试
I said, I'm here to take the exam.
从那天开始他有六个月不跟我讲话
From then on, he didn't talk to me for 6 months.
有一天我们学校有那个礼拜 神学院礼拜就是做礼拜
So one time, one Sunday, we had a Sunday service.
他突然跑到上面去
He suddenly he went up on stage.
他说我要认罪悔改。
He said, I want to repent for my sins.
他说我有六个月不跟林天成讲话。
He confessed that, well, there was 6 months that I didn't talk to Pastor Lin.
因为他来考试的时候就占了一个名额。
Because when he came and take the exam, he actually took a spot away from the rest.
我就不会被录取。
Because of that, I had a chance of not being recruited.
所以他说他后来被录取了。
But he was recruited.
我后来才知道，我的好朋友他也会嫉妒。
And then I realized from this that even my best friend can be jealous of me.
可能我也会。
Maybe I can be jealous too.
但是这些都在基督里面都死掉了。
But then all of these, they all died in Christ.
所以圣经说，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
That's why the Bible says, "It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me."
所以行事为人，我顺从圣灵，不顺从血气，不顺从肉体。
In everything I do, in the way I live my life, I do not live for myself, but I live my life for Christ.
我有一种感觉。
This is I felt this.
有时候我对一个人太严厉的时候。
When I am too
太严格的时候。
When I'm too harsh on a person.
在我心里面就不平安。
There is no peace within me.
你可不可以对他温柔一点？
I tell myself, can I be more gentle?
可不可以对他好一点?
Can I treat this person better?
虽然他是做错了事情。
He may have done something wrong.
那你讲他一次就好。
You only need to reprimand him.
不要一直念他。
Don't nag at him.
这就是圣灵在我们里面的工作。
This is what I mean by the Holy Spirit working within us.
所以在一个受洗重生的人。
A person who has been baptized and reborn. Within him will have a spirit of forgiveness.
他有爱。
Of love,
有温柔,
of gentleness,
有信实,
truthfulness, righteousness.
Oh, 他最重要的是他常常会讲造就人的好话。
More importantly, this person will know how to speak words that encourage and edify.
你知道有些人哦常常说哦这个人很好，就是嘴巴不好。你有没有听过这个话？
You may have made this comment yourself too. This person, he's actually really good, but then he just doesn't say very nice words.
耶稣说什么？
What did Jesus say?
人心里所存的，嘴巴就讲出来。
Whatever is in your heart, it comes up on your lips.
我不相信这个人这么好，嘴巴会不好，嘴巴一定会很好。
I don't believe that if a person is such a good person, that he would speak bad things.
所以一个有圣灵住在里面的人
so a person who has this, the person with the Holy Spirit living in him.
他说一句良言他是能够医治人的一个好的话是能够医治人的心的。
Good or encouraging words can actually heal a soul.
这个就是一举一动有新生的样式。
That's what it means by living a new life.
他这里讲到受洗重生是与基督联合。
Here this passage also says that we're united with Christ when we are baptized.
耶稣说你们离开我，你们根本什么也不能做。
Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
我在哥伦布，我有种一棵那个桃子。
When I was in Columbus, I had a peach tree.
有一天，那个枝子掉下来了。
One day the branch fell off.
它不能结果子。
This tree cannot, this branch cannot bear fruit anymore.
哦，我心里很难过。
I felt so bad.
因为我天天去浇水，浇毁了。
Because I fertilize, I water this plant all every day.
耶稣用这个比喻。
Jesus uses this as an example.
他说我是葡萄树。
He said, I am the vine.
你们是枝。
You are the branches.
你们离开我，
apart from
你们就不能做事。
Apart from me, you cannot do anything.
所以我们是跟耶稣一起联合的。
We are united with Christ.
所以我们跟耶稣一起联合，我们才能够把过去那种最终之的肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，跟耶稣一同定死。
Only when we're united with Christ, can we put away all of our old self, the self of the lust and the self of the sin.
但跟耶稣一联合也有一件事情。
There's another thing too when you're united with Christ.
我们常常会想说，哎，我这样子讲的话，不知道上帝喜欢不喜欢。
You might often question yourself, I don't know if whatever I'm going to say, will it please God?
我这样对那个人的态度，这样子到底对不对？
Is my attitude towards this person right?
我做这件事合不合圣经？
When I do this, is it according to the Bible?
就像哥罗西书第一章第十节所说的。
Just like Colossians.
我们要讨神的喜悦。
We want to please God.
在善事上多结果子。
And we do, we bear more fruits in good things.
所以我们在死的形状上是跟耶稣联合。
We die, we united with Christ, and we die with Christ.
因为他钉十字架就是要解决我们罪的问题。
Because Christ went on the cross, he nailed on the cross to remove sins from us.
所以我必须要是永远的在我的罪、我的老我方面跟耶稣是一同钉死，他不会再活过来。
And so we need to forever be nailed with Christ. We need to nail our sins with Christ on the cross, and so that the sins will not come back.
可是有的人只有埋葬，他没有活过来啊。
But some people, they bury their sins, but they never resurrect.
所以他就说，在复活的形状上，我要跟耶稣联合。
And that's what it says, we will certainly also be united with him in resurrection like his.
我们人本来是神创造。
We're all created by God.
是按照他的形象造。
Created according to his image.
但因为人犯罪以后呢，神的形象离开人了。
But because we sin, God's image left us.
神的灵也不在人里面。
God's spirit had left man.
当我们受洗圣灵进到我们里面的时候，
When you're baptized, the Holy Spirit come and lives in you.
神的形象回来了。
God's image returned to you.
神的灵回来了。
God's spirit has returned to you.
神的性情回来。
God's character come back to you.
如果有一天，
If one day,
你的邻居对你说，
If one day your neighbor say this to you,
你很像耶稣。
You look just like Christ.
我要为你感谢上帝。
I will praise God and thank God for you for that.
这是没有办法装出来。
Because you can't pretend to be like Jesus.
这是很自然的这种流露着那种耶稣的生
命。It must be something that flows so naturally out of you.
因为常常圣灵会感动你。
Very often the Holy Spirit will touch you.
有一天晚上我整晚没有睡觉。
One night I couldn't sleep.
因为我说了一句不该说的话。
Because that day I said something that I shouldn't have.
圣灵在我里面责备我。
The Holy Spirit reprimanded me.
我希望天赶快亮。
I wish for the sun to rise.
我第一件事情要打个电话。
First thing I did was I made a call.
跟他说弟兄对不起。
I called this brother and I apologize.
为什么会这样？
Why? How did that happen?
因为圣经说圣灵会在我里面来责备我。
Because the Bible says the Holy Spirit who lives in you will reprimand you.
当一件神喜欢的好事情，
When something good, something that's pleasing to God happen,
你不去做的时候，
When there's something pleasing to God, when something that's pleasing to God and you don't go do it,
圣灵就一起催你。
The Holy Spirit will nag you.
你要去。
Holy Spirit will tell you to go do it.
你要做。
Go do it.
你要说。
You must say something.
所以感谢主，我们一生是在圣灵的带领之下。
So we praise God, we thank God, we live our life under the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
所以在第六节、第八节说，我与基督同死，也一定要跟他一同活。
Verse 6 and 7, we crucify with him who is Christ, and so that we will also live with him.
与基督同死就是让我的罪身面洁。
If we die with Christ, it means we die to our sins.
我们知道我们的旧人是从父母生的。
We know that our old self were born through our parents.
所以他是从情欲跟血气生的。
So we were born in flesh.
啊，常常很多人问我。
I get asked a lot.
耶稣不是玛利亚生的吗？
Wasn't Jesus birth by Mary?
但是我说耶稣是玛利亚生的，可是玛利亚不是他的母亲。
I say yes. Although Mary was Jesus' mother, but Mary wasn't Jesus' mother.
哎，这林牧师，你这不是很矛盾吗
？And then they say, Pastorine, aren't you contradicting yourself?
因为耶稣是世界上唯一圣灵借着玛利亚的肚子生下来。
Because Jesus Christ was the only person who was given birth by Mary through the Holy Spirit.
他不是一男女，不是夫妻。从血气从情欲生
He wasn't born by a man and a woman and he wasn't born through the flesh
他是神道成肉身借着童女玛利亚怀孕生下来
He was the incarnate Christ who was born in the word through Mary
所以他圣洁没有瑕疵的
And that was why he was holy and blameless
所以当我们跟受洗的时候我们是罪身就完全灭绝了
When we are baptized, we die to sin.
我看过很多的人因为信耶稣得到很大的一个改变。
I've seen many, I've witnessed many people who, after they believe in Christ, their life had a big change.
圣经里面腓利门书的阿尼西姆。
In the Bible, in the book of Philemon, there's this guy, his name was Onesimus.
他在罗马的时候遇见了保罗。
While he was in Rome, he met Paul.
保罗跟他传福音
Paul told him about the gospel
他信了主
And he believed
他写信给他的主人腓利门
And so Onesimus he wrote a letter to Philemon
他讲了一句很重要的
He said something very important
他说这个人啊从前对你是没有利益的
He said this person who in the past was not beneficial for you.
因为他偷了他主人的钱，然后逃到罗马去了。
Because he stole from his master, and then he ran away.
但是这个人现在信了耶稣了。
But this person now believes in Christ.
你要把他当作弟兄。
You must treat him like a brother.
因为他对你有是有利的。
Because he's beneficial to you now.
因为他改变了。
Because he's changed.
他原来的罪身灭绝了。
His old self, his sin, he died to all of his sins.
他是跟耶稣一同埋葬，一同复活。
He was buried with Christ and resurrected with Christ.
所以加拉太书第五章第一节。
In Galatians 5.
那你这样子告诉我们说。
Galatians 5:1 says this.
他说，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
Galatians 5:1 It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
这个奴仆的恶就是不要再被罪的恶来控制你。
This yoke of slavery meant sins. Do not let sin, do not become slave to sin again.
我不知道我们人很容易被很多事情控制。
We are so weak. We get controlled by so many things in our lives.
有一年我被请去一个教会讲道。
One year I was invited to preach in the church.
那个司会告诉我。领会的那个 leader。
The worship leader told me this.
他说林牧师对不起。
He said, hey, Pastor Lin, I'm sorry.
今天我们弟兄会少三分之一。
This morning service we will have a third less of brothers.
因为今天早上在加拿大。
Because this morning in Canada,
台湾的棒球队跟美国的棒球队要决赛。
A baseball match is going on between Taiwan's group and U.S. group.
连我们的执事今天都不能来。
Even our deacons cannot make it this morning.
而且他们还相约泡茶一起看棒球转播。
Not only that, they are getting together, to watch this baseball match.
所以你看，我们很容易被一些爱好。控制啊、
you see how we are so easily drawn astray by the things that we like.
Oh, 在台湾还会发生很好笑的事情。
Even in Taiwan, such things happen.
有一个牧师。
There was this pastor.
他有一天早上看棒球转播。
One morning he was watching a baseball match.
他忘了他早上十点要讲道。
He forgot that he had to preach at 10 in the morning.
到了做礼拜的时候。
And then the service came.
牧师还没有来。
It was service time, and the pastor did not show up.
因为看 棒球转播看得很紧张。
Because he was watching the live telecast of a baseball match.
第九局。
It was the ninth inning.
哦，那个二出局，两好三坏，最后一个人。
Two was out and there was three on the bases.
牧师很紧张。
The pastor was so excited.
他要看完再去教会。
He needed to finish watching the game before he could go to church.
连牧师都这样。
Even a pastor could be like that.
但是感谢主，我们从此以后自由了。
But then praise be to God, we are free from now onwards.
我们不再被罪控制。
We are no longer in bondage by sin.
我们也不再任何爱好来控制我们。
We no longer let any of our love control us.
其实我也很喜欢看棒球比赛。
Actually, I like to watch baseball matches too.
我也喜欢看篮球比赛。
I like to watch basketball too.
我知道今天晚上这第二。Game two,
I know tonight that is game two.
可是如果我要去探访,
but if I need to go visit,
我就把上帝的事放在第一。
I would put God's work first.
那个圣经就说我们自由了。
This is what it meant when the Bible said we are free.
然后我们与基督同死才能够跟他同活。
We need to die with Christ so that we can live with him.
我想，最重要的是我们的心。
The most important thing is our heart.
所以那个大卫他这样祷告说
This was David's prayer.
神啊，求你为我造一个清洁的心。
Lord, create in me a clean heart.
耶稣在登山宝训的八福里面，他说
Jesus in on one of his beatitudes.
他说，清心的人有福了。
He said, blessed is the humble.
他们必得见神。
Because they shall see God.
所以我们就求神为我们造一个清洁的心。
Let us ask God to create in us
a new heart.有神的性情
so that we can have the image, the character of God.
我想我们这样对人的态度是不一样。
When we do this, the way we treat others will be different.
我深深的感觉到一个有神性情的人。
I truly feel this, a person who has the character of God in them.
在他的眼中。
In his eyes.
看到每一个人都很可爱。
He will see everyone to be lovely.
因为他有耶稣的眼睛。
Because he see people through the eyes of Jesus.
就像那个保罗在腓立比书一章八节说，我深深的体会耶稣基督的心肠。
Just like Paul said in Philippians, I truly could feel the love of Christ.
我们今天受洗。
This morning we have a baptism.
上个礼拜我们姊妹查经的时候。
Last week in Bible study in the women's fellowship.
我记得我有问他们说。有几种洗礼。
I remember asked them how many types of baptism are there.
姐妹们，你们知道不知道？
The sisters, do you know this?
我们有洗礼，对不对
？We have baptism.
然后我们有圣灵的洗。
We have baptism of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣宝血的洗。
Baptism of the precious blood of Christ.
有道的洗。
Baptism of His Word.
有悔改的洗。
Baptism of repentance.
有重生的洗。
Baptism of rebirth.
这六个洗。
There are six of them.
这个洗礼它是一个仪式。
This baptism is only a ceremony.
它在里面有这六个的洗。
But within the baptism has this six type of kind of baptism.
我再来，我们一起再来复习。
Let's
再来复习一下啊。
Let's refresh our memory.
第二，圣灵的洗，对不对
？There's baptism of the Holy Spirit.
宝血的洗。
Of the precious blood.
耶稣道的洗。
Of Jesus' word.
悔改的洗
of repentance,
重生的洗
of rebirth,
加上今天的洗礼
plus the ceremony this morning, baptism of this morning.
所以我们就越来越像我们的主。
So we are more like Christ every day.
哥林多后书五章十五节这样子讲。
Second Corinthians says this.
我们耶稣基督啊，为我们死从死里复活，叫那些活着的人不再为自己死，而是为那些死人复活的主来活。
Second Corinthians 5:15, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
上帝的大能使耶稣从死里复活。
God's power made Jesus rose from the dead.
所以上帝的大能也叫我们复活。
And the same power from God make us rise from the dead too.
首先，我们的灵魂复活。
First of all, our spirit is resurrected. Is
我信了耶稣以后
after I believe in Christ,
我才知道
after I believe, I know this after I believe in Christ.
在我没有信主之前
that before I believe in Christ,
我的灵是死的
my spirit was dead.
好危险
That was dangerous.
幸亏我信了耶稣。
Good thing I believe Christ.
圣灵进到我里面的时候。
The Holy Spirit is now living in me.
我的灵活过
来。Now my spirit is alive.
啊，真的好感谢主。
I thank God for that.
所以神的大能叫我们复活。
So God's power causes us to resurrect.
你知道耶稣去这个啊拉撒路的家。
When Jesus went to Lazarus,
他对玛利亚说。
He said this to Mary.
他说复活在我，生命也在我。
He said, the resurrection and the life is in me. I am the resurrection and the life.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
The one who believes in me will live, even though they die.
活着信我的永远不死。
And whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
耶稣说，你信这话吗？
And Jesus said, do you believe that?
很多人觉得很奇怪啊。
A lot of people thought that this was strange.
你看，我们上个礼拜天不是才举行为诺娜举行追思礼拜吗？
Because last Sunday we just had a memorial service for our sister Nora.
基督徒肉体不是会死亡吗？
Don't our body die?
耶稣为什么说永远不死呢？
Why did Jesus say that we will never die?
这个就是你对真理的一个不了解。
This happens because you don't know the truth.
当我们信耶稣的时候。
When we believe in Christ,
我们已经有永生了。
We have eternal life from that.
我们灵魂是复活。
The spirit in us is alive.
当我们肉体死亡的时候，
When our body die,
我们那个灵还是活着。
Our spirit continues to live.
是到主那里去。
It goes to be with our Lord.
所以耶稣在十字架上，我记得我当时七句话里面记得耶稣有一句话说。父啊，我将我的灵魂交给你。
One of the seven phrases of what Jesus spoke on the cross was, "Father, I commit my spirit to you."
耶稣这句话是为每一个身体啊死的基督徒说的。
Jesus said that sentence for every believers whose body died.
所以他是永远活的。
And so we live forever.
当耶稣再来的时候
，When Jesus return again.
哦。那些已经睡了的基督徒要从死里复活。
Those who are asleep in Christ will rise again.
身体要改变。
A body will be changed.
活着的基督徒身体也要改变。
The Christians who are still alive, our body will also be changed.
我们有一个属天、属灵、强壮、荣耀、不朽坏、不死的身体。
We will have a glorified body, a body that will never die or never decay.
所以耶稣说，凡活着信我的人，永远不死。
That's what Jesus said. Whoever believes in me will never die.
我现在问各位，你信这话吗？这不是我问的。
And now I want to ask everyone, do you believe that?
Do you believe? 你信这话吗？
This is Jesus' question. Do you believe that?
感谢主，哈，感谢主。
Thank God for that.
所以今天这个受洗，为什么说对他们两个人是非常重要？所以圣经说，如果有一个人受洗，天上的天君天使要为他欢呼唱歌。
And so this morning's baptism is so important for these two sisters. The Bible says that whenever someone believes in Christ, the angels in heaven rejoices with us.
当神住在人里面的时候
，When God lives in a person，
我们就在灵里面可以跟神相交。
When God lives in a person, we can then interact with God in spirit.
Fellowship， 对吧
？We can fellowship with God in spirit.
跟上帝 fellowship 哈。所以这个是非常美，而且任何时候你可以跟他相交。
And we can fellowship with God at any moment.
这个叫做救恩，英文叫 salvation， 救恩。
This is what we call salvation.
但是也叫做救赎。
And it's also called redemption.
英文叫 redemption， 对哈。好，受洗的人向罪死，向神活。
A person who is baptized is declaring that they are dead to sin but alive to God.
基督耶稣他说他活是向神活。
Jesus said he lived for God.
耶稣为什么钉十字架？
Why did Christ have to die on the cross?
你知道在耶稣没有钉十字架以前，
Before Christ was nailed on the cross,
十字架根本没有人要。
Nobody wants the cross.
因为那是在罗马帝国，是对被判刑那些坏人啊，要钉十字架的。
The cross, in Roman culture back then, represents the lowliest of all people, the people who commit the worst crime.
那是被判死刑的人才钉十字架。
A person who has been sentenced to death, they go on a cross.
所以没有人愿意去买十字架项链。
Nobody would back then want to wear a cross on their neck.
现在很多女孩子都挂十字架项链，有没有？
But nowadays we see many people wearing cross as a necklace.
这是一个荣耀。
This is glorious.
因为它是来解决人的罪的问题。
Because Christ represents it solves the crime and the sins of mankind.
他一次为全世界的罪人钉在十字架上。
He once and for all, nailed the sins of men away.
就永远的解决人类罪的问题。
Has forever solved the sins of men.
所以希伯来书第十章第十节这么说。
Hebrews 10:10 says this.
我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all.
所以我对这个弥撒感到非常奇怪。
弥撒，
天主的弥撒。
And I'm very curious by Misa.
因为他是不断的把耶稣要把耶稣钉十字架。
Mass.
Okay.
The Catholic Mass. Because during a Mass service, they want to continuously nail Jesus on the cross.
他那一次钉十字架。那一次在钉十字架。
Because Christ was nailed on the cross once and for all.
他永远有功效。
And it has effect forever.
我们为什么要一再的把他钉十字架呢？
Why do we have to keep nailing Jesus on the cross?
那不是跟那个旧约那个献羊一样吗？
That's no different from the Old Testament where they have to offer the lamb as a sacrifice often.
在希伯来书十章十二节这样子讲。
Hebrews 10:12 says this.
但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭。
But when Christ has offered for all time one sacrifice for sin,
就在神的右边坐下来。
He sat down at the right hand of God.
为你为我祷告。
And he's praying for you and for me.
所以天父所做的，耶稣就做。
Whatever the heavenly Father does, Jesus also do.
所以耶稣完成了救赎的使命后，回到天上去。
Jesus has completed his work of redemption, and now he is back in heaven.
回到了他原来来的地方。
He went back to where he came from.
与上帝同享荣耀。
He's together with God, sharing in glory.
可是耶稣他说了。
But Jesus said this.
我还要再回来。
I will return.
因为我去为你们预备地方。
But because I go and prepare a place for you.
我预备好了。
When I'm done preparing.
我为你们预备个永远的家乡。
I'm preparing an eternal home for you.
在天上。
It's in heaven.
我要再回来。
I will come back.
接你们回去。
To take you with me.
所以耶稣向神是活的。
So Jesus is alive to God.
我们向神也是活的。
And us to God, we are also alive to God.
这句话到底是什么意思？
What does this mean?
我是一个基督徒。
So I'm a Christian.
我向罪是死。
I'm dead to sins.
就是这些罪对我已经没有用了。
Because all of the sins cannot have no bondages against me.
无论他怎么诱惑,
doesn't matter how it lure me,
怎么试探我,
or tempt me,
我都不会掉进去,
I will not fall into sins.
我不会再去做那些事情,
I will not go do those again.
所以这个是说我向罪我是死的。
This is what it means by we are dead to sin.
可是我向神我是活的。
But then to God we are alive.
因为神不喜欢的。
Because whatever that is not pleasing to God,
我不敢做,
I will not do.
你看约瑟, 约瑟, 啊, 他的主人太太引诱他。
Joseph, Potiphar's
wife.
Yeah, Potiphar's wife,
引诱。
Attempt, what's that?
Attempt.
Seduced him.
啊, 他对他的主人太太这样子说。
And so he said this to her.
我怎么可以做这个大恶来得罪上帝？
How can I do such great sin against God?
这就是向神活。
This is what I meant by to be alive for God.
但神看为善，看为好，看为美的，我就要去做。
But what God see as good, what God see as pleasing, we will go do.
所以这个就是我向神是活的。
This is what I meant by I live for God.
在我的里面。
Within me.
我只听神的。
I only listen to God.
所以我们基督徒说我要顺服神。
That's why as Christian we say we want to be submissive to God.
所以在哥林多前书二章这样子讲。
In Second Corinthians 5 it says this.
他说我们有圣灵的人。
Those of us who has the Holy Spirit.
我能够知道神深奥的事。
I will know the deep meaning of God.
我用圣灵的话。
I will use the word of the Holy Spirit.
来解释属灵的事情。
To explain the spiritual things.
神是活人的神。
God is a God to those who are alive.
他不是死人的神。
He's not a God to the dead.
这是记载在马太福音二十二章三十二节。
This is recorded in Matthew 22:32.
这句话是什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
神是那些灵魂活过来、圣灵重生的人的是神。
God is a God to those whose spirit has been is alive.
而不是那些灵魂还没有活过来的人。
He's not a God to those whose spirit are dead.
这就是为什么我们要去传福音。
This is why we need to go tell others of the gospel.
而且会尽量拼命的传福音。
And we will do this with all of our might.
让那些人也跟我们一样。
So that those they can be like us.
他的灵活过来。
That their spirit can be alive.
因为他信耶稣受洗。
Because they believe in Christ and is baptized.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们知道这个圣经里面谈到洗礼有超过100次以上。
And brothers and sisters, in the Bible, the word baptism, being baptized, or baptism has been referred more than 100 times.
耶稣在升到天上之前给我们一个大使命。
When before Christ arose into heaven, he gave us a great commission.
他说你们要往普天下去传福音。
He said, you need to tell everyone about me.
使万民做我的门徒。
To make everyone my disciple.
奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗。
And baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
所以受洗它就什么意义？
And so what is the meaning of being baptized?
受洗的意义就是说，他承认自己是个罪人，接受耶稣做他的救主。
Being baptized means this person admit that they are a sinner, and then they accept Christ to be their Savior.
所以受洗它是归入基督。
And when they're baptized, they are baptized into Christ.
受洗的第二个意义。
The second meaning of being baptized.
他呢？神的灵就住进来，他的灵活过来。
God's spirit come live in the person, and the spirit within this person is alive.
所以他重生了。
And this person is being reborn.
他受圣第三个意义。
Third meaning.
他成为神的儿女。
This person became a child of God.
而成为神身体教会里面的一个肢体。
Become a member of the church.
他成为神家里的人。
Became a family member in the church.
今天对我们特拉哈西的华人教会来说
，Today, to us, Tallahassee Chinese Church,
我们家多了两位。
Our family, we added two more members to our family.
对这个地球来说
，To this earth,
多了两个神的儿女。
We added two more child of God, children of God.
受洗的另外一个意义
，Another meaning of being baptized.
从今以后。他要跟随耶稣。
From now on, from today onwards, they will follow Christ.
尽一个基督徒的任务、责任。
They will bear the responsibility of being a Christian.
他是祭司。
They will be a priest.
他是耶稣的门徒。
They are disciple of Christ.
所以耶稣做了，他也要做。
Whatever Christ do, they will do.
他是基督徒。
They are Christians.
他是跟随耶稣。
They are followers of Christ.
他是祭司。
They are priests.
所以他要献祭。
And so they need to offer sacrifice.
所以他会过教会的生活。
And they will live a life in church.
我们现在要为他们施洗。
Now we will baptize them.
焦春花姐妹，有两位，我们先介绍。
We'll have two sisters.
焦春花姐妹跟唐妍妍。好了。好，你先，你们等好。
OK.
再来带来唱诗歌。那个，你说带来唱诗歌。
我们真是欢喜快乐。
We are so happy and so joyful.
刚牧师说，天上的天君天使都会为他们歌唱。